This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. Speaking at the inauguration of SkyRoute's Infinity Campus through video conference today, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has undertaken several historic reforms in India's space sector. He said the government has opened the space sector for private innovation, enabling startups and industry to work closely with country's scientific ecosystem. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that in the coming years, the global space economy is set to grow manifold and will open tremendous new opportunities for young people of the country.
SkyRoute ka Infinity Campus, Bharat ki nayi soch, innovation aur sabse badi baat, youth power ka pratibimb hai. Hamari yuva shakti ki innovation, risk-taking ability aur entrepreneurship aaj nayi bulandi chhu rahi hai. आने वाले समय में भारत ग्लोबल सैटेलाइट लॉन्च इकोसिस्टम में एक लीडर बनकर उभरेगा.
President Draupadi Murmu today said that the Indian Armed Forces have exemplified professionalism and patriotism in guiding the sovereignty of the nation. Speaking at the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi, the President said the armed forces have displayed remarkable adaptability and resolve during every security challenge. She added that the recent success of Operation Sindoor is a defining moment in the country's counter-terror and deterrence strategy. The president emphasized that the world not only took note of India's military capability, but also its moral clarity to act firmly yet responsibly in the pursuit of peace.
Guided by our civilizational ethos of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, we have shown that strategic autonomy can coexist with global responsibility. Our diplomacy, our economy, and our armed forces together project an India that seeks peace but is prepared to protect its border and its citizens with strength and conviction.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has said that India's economy is estimated to grow at 6.6% in 2025-26. It noted that the goods and services tax GST reforms are likely to help cushion the country from the adverse impact of the 50% tariffs imposed by the US. In Jammu and Kashmir, the police today arrested a 19-year-old teenager in connection with suspected terror activities and are examining the digital devices seized from his possession. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that a police spokesperson said the accused, originally from Riyasi district and currently residing in the Bhatindi area, is emerging as a key suspect in terror-related activities. Authorities also revealed that the suspect has been in contact via mobile phone with certain numbers based in Pakistan and other foreign countries. Police has confirmed that detailed questioning and a comprehensive investigation are ongoing. The government has debunked a video claiming that the Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, has suggested handing over Arunachal Pradesh to China to stop Beijing from supporting Pakistan. The digitally altered video also claimed that he admitted Chinese technology destroyed Rafale jets during India-Pakistan tensions. The fact-check unit of PIB has informed that several Pakistani propaganda accounts are circulating an AI-generated fake video to spread misinformation and undermine trust in the Indian Armed Forces. The unit has clarified that no such statement has been made by the Chief of the Army Staff. Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant today released a commemorative stamp in honour of legendary cinematographer and filmmaker K. Vaikunth at the 56th International Film Festival of India in Panaji, Goa. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Sawant said that K. Vaikunth left a mark on Indian cinema even before Goa used to be associated with movies. The curtains for this year's India International Trade Fair will come down today, the 14-day mega global event that commenced at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the 14th of this month, showcased India's rich diversity across its states. And that is the end of this news bulletin.